The question was asked, how are our tables like an altar? So when the Talmud says our tables are like an altar, what the Talmud is saying is that in the days of the temple, when a person wanted to come close to his creator, when he wanted to gain atonement, so he would do it through the altar. He would bring a sacrifice. Today you don't have an altar, so what can you do? Well, you can do it through your table. You invite guests, you take in the poor, you give them from your food. So that's a merit that gains a person atonement. So in that sense, the Talmud says our tables are comparable to an altar. Now, it's very common that people tell you you can't stand on a table, you can't sit on a table. So that's a slightly different concept. It's some Kabbalistic concept that a table is like an altar. And that's a concept which has become very in since I was a child. People are very into this, not sitting or standing on a table. My teachers were not careful about this. My teachers did not hold this to be something that we really have to be so careful about.
Right, so Kabbalistically speaking, does that mean like since I'm sitting on the table right now, there's like some like angel of death or something waiting to slice?
I don't think so. When my teachers needed to change a light bulb, they'd stand on a table. When they needed to reach the air conditioning unit, they'd stand on a table. When they were learning and they needed a stender higher up, they'd place the stender on the table. Or sometimes they'd place the chair on the table. The rabbis I learned by did not feel that this was something that we have to concern ourselves with on a steady basis. That's my tradition. The only thing is, practically, people will look at you and say, hey, what you doing, don't you know? And then there's a Derech Eretz issue, which if it's a table that people are eating on, they might not be so comfortable that you're sitting on or standing on it. But that's a common courtesy thing.
Well, the angel just left, so...